This article was previously published on GEF Today. The family of a Guelph man killed in a crash last year in British Columbia was left shocked and appalled this week after learning the accused driver won't face criminal charges, only driving violations. 22-year-old Owen McGuinness died as a result of a November 29, 2023 crash in Kamloops, BC, where he played for the Thompson Rivers University Wolfpack varsity men's volleyball team. "I was quite astonished that they went with no criminal charges," said Brielle McGuinness, Owen's sister. "I cannot thank the RCMP of Kamloops enough. They submitted so much evidence, and to hear that the Crown just kind of pushed it aside and thought it was nothing, it feels like it's belittling his life. It's a slap in the face, is honestly how it feels." The accused is charged with two offenses under the Motor Vehicle Act of British Columbia: driving without due care and attention, and driving without reasonable consideration. Neither come with a potential for jail time. Two of Owen's university teammates were in the vehicle with him and suffered serious injuries when their car was struck by an allegedly out-of-control pickup truck and pushed into an intersection, resulting in a multi-vehicle pileup. In addition to Owen's death, 11 people were reportedly hurt in the incident. Just a few days shy of the one-year anniversary of the crash, on Monday the McGuinness family and others involved took part in a Zoom meeting with representatives of the RCMP and BC Crown. That's when they learned of the charges laid. Enraged by the news, Brielle said she and others demanded to know why there were no criminal charges laid. The Crown said that they didn't have to explain, which to me was shocking. "I thought for sure we would have the opportunity to know," she said. "There were no answers to be given. It was just constantly circled back to, we understand that this is hard to take, but the decision has been made." In an email to Guelph Today, Anne Seymour, acting communications counsel for the BC Ministry of the Attorney General, said, "The charge assessment standard for criminal code offenses was not met." Asked to expand on that, she responded, "As the matter is now before the court, the BC Prosecution Service will have no further comment at this time." In a statement released on Monday, the RCMP said the decision about charges followed an in-depth and complete investigation, but no specifics were provided. "It's unacceptable," Brielle said of the lack of explanation regarding the charges laid. "We don't know if we'll get an answer." Brielle said the families will continue to push for what they see as justice in the case. "It's like Owen's life meant nothing," she said of how it feels knowing no criminal charges will be laid. "I don't want anyone else to ever go through this." Though it's been a year, Brielle said it continues to feel surreal that Owen's gone. There are days when, instinctually, she still goes to call him before realizing, "Oh right, he's not here anymore." "Holidays suck. It's honestly not easy at all," she said. "You feel like you're doing fine one minute, and then the next you're on the floor, unable to even grasp air."